Welcome to the Her Within podcast. I'm Janice Doherty, and this podcast is all about connecting with the woman you are. As a personal development coach for women, I teach them how to identify and remove internal barriers so that they can reveal their true self. Do you want to create and have those fulfilling conversations and relationships you're longing for? Your Her Within is waiting for you. Let's go find her together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Her Within podcast. This is episode number 6, and it is going to be about trust her. Interesting that this came up today. I woke up this morning. It's a Monday morning. I honestly had no clue what I was going to do today. So I just waited. And I came into my office and I sat down at my desk and I pulled up my list of podcast topics. And this isn't the one I'm supposed to be doing this week, but I kept looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And I thought, okay, well, I need to pull together the content for it. That took me, I would say, probably 2 minutes. Because I truly, truly, truly am working so hard on trust. And it's not just, like trusting other people or trusting myself, like my decisions, but it's a deeper, like my trusting my her within. So when I looked up the word trust, just to get an actual definition, it said a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Now, when you turn and you start to trust something that is relatively new, like I've been working diligently on this for about 3 years now. So is somewhere in the past 52 years prior to that, there became an issue with me trusting myself. But I think that was more at a surface level because I had totally disconnected from my her within. And going through life issues like divorces and job loss and loss of parents and so many things, you really start to question yourself, especially during a divorce. That whole period is one giant question mark of how did we get here? Why did that happen? What's going on? And it just goes on and on and on. And for me, it was a lot of years, but I kept denying it. I kept pushing it aside. So the trusting is a lot easier when we have evidence that when we trust, it works. So growing up, if you could trust your parents and you know that they would pick you up from school or that you would have clothes to wear or 100 million different things. But if you didn't have that evidence, then you don't have the confidence in trust. And then when we don't have that, we don't have the evidence to give us the confidence, then we need to take control of things so that we are safe, so that we know what is happening, what's going on. And I was always dubbed the efficient one. I was always very organized and efficient. And I can honestly say I think I was standing behind organized and efficient, and the real name for it was control. Because if I was in control, I didn't have to trust anyone else. And when we have a high level of control, we have a low level of trust. So there's a lot of variables that go into both of those. And the outcome, when we trust, we release an attachment to the outcome. When we are in control, we have a death grip on the outcome because it has to happen this way. This has to be the final result. So I really truly believe that my Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, I'm so organized and efficient, was a control thing. And right now, what is really interesting is I'm looking at picking up a part-time job or something, and I don't want to do what I used to do. I was involved in the tourism industry, and I was in sales and marketing, and I have no desire to do that again. And I think it's because I've released that death grip control. I am still organized. I am still efficient, but with no attachment to an outcome. So one of the hardest things to do when you're trying to watch your trust flower blossom is the waiting game. And I so many people are telling me, you just wait, just trust your journey, just wait, and things will unfold the way they're supposed to unfold. And there's that my mind game keeps jumping in and going, oh no, something should have happened by now, something should have happened by now. But I have to keep sitting back and going, no, I just have to trust and wait. So when you try to meld together trust and patience, and if you're somebody who is untrusting and controlling, it takes a lot of work. There's evidence of things that are going on in my life where I will release that control. I'll just, okay, I trust you. I will just see what happens. And while I'm in that waiting game of this trusting somebody else or something else, I do have those little pop-up moments of, oh, this isn't going to work. There's no way this is going to work. Just do it yourself. But I have to take a step back and I have to talk to myself and just kind of ask my inner lizard, as Martha Beck calls it, to step aside. And I do it gently. And then I go back to the waiting game. It's like sitting on a rock waiting for somebody to come give you the next message. And it's frustrating. It's hard. It can really peel away layers of your character that you've built up over years and years. And I know that the outcome is going to be wonderful. I can feel it. Like, I can feel it deep down inside me. What it's going to be, I don't know. But I know that when I trust, that it'll be okay. And if something comes along and it's not right, then I have to listen to my her within. And I ask myself the questions, is this right for me? Is this the next step on my journey? And if I get a negative response to that, then it was something put there for me to make sure that I am listening to myself. So while we're trying to trust ourselves, There's so many other different pieces of the puzzle. They're like trusting others. And when we have to trust others to do something, and if they don't do it, that is our issue. That was our expectation. And when our expectations are too high for somebody else, and worse off, when our expectations are not told to the other person, then it's almost like a game. You can trust that the teenager is going to clean up the kitchen after themselves. But if they don't know that that is something they're supposed to do, being a teenager, they're learning and growing and finding things out along the way. If they don't know that's something they're supposed to be doing, then they're not going to meet your expectation. But when it comes to the level of cleanliness, I know as a mom, I had pretty high standards of cleanliness, but that has dissipated to the point where there's no tension around what the way it's supposed to be in my mind. So if it's kind of done, but not as good as I know they can do, I call them back. If it's done as good as I know they can do for whatever is going on, could have been a bad day at university or school, or then you add a little compassion in there and just finish up the job. But trusting others is a lot of work on the inside for us, because as if we go back to the trust versus control, others are, others are an outside variable. It's probably perfectly in line with trusting ourselves when we have no idea what we're doing. But trusting others, it's a good way to start. You can start small by asking somebody to do something and just trust that they'll do it, and then just step back from it. There's a lot of resistance that will come up, but if you can step back, sit down, find something else for your monkey brain to focus on while you wait for whatever this is that needs to be done, then that is a brilliant step in the right direction. And when you can trust others, you can trust yourself. Stepping back, not interfering while somebody is doing something that you've asked them to do, is like a sitting down on the couch and giving yourself a hug and saying, okay, you're doing good. You're doing good. This is going to work. It's going to be okay. And just try and release yourself from your ego and your monkey brain and all those things, and go within and try and listen to the message that's coming. Are you getting a message of peace and calm? Are you getting a message of anxiety? If you're getting a message of anxiety that no, they're not going to be able to do this right, now separate it even further. Is that coming from your brain, or is it coming from your heart? If you think of this person in a glow of beautiful pink lights, can you trust them to do what they're supposed to be doing? Put yourself in that pink light. Can you trust yourself? So another step even further out is trusting the unknown. trusting the universe. That's the stage that I'm at right now, where I am putting all my cards on the table and waiting to see what's going to happen. That is probably the farthest thing away from my state that I was always in. I think my natural state is probably when I was like 4 or 5 years old, because from there, for the past 50 years, all this stuff has just been piling up in front of me, and it alters every decision and everything that guides you. So if I decide to do something and the result doesn't work right, but I just did it for myself, that's a little wall that goes up between me and my her within, that I can't trust myself because it didn't work. You're with other people, something goes bad, I can't trust those people. You're in a car and the car breaks down, I can't trust this car. And on and on and on. And think of all the different scenarios, even just throughout your day, all those different scenarios that come up to greet you. And I would absolutely love, and I'm working on it, I would love to be one of those people that just trusts the universe, trust myself, trust others, and just trust that everything's going to be great. So when we are trusting, there's a point of surrender, and it's not the white flag surrender. I have a weird relationship with a relative, and it's been 2 years of me trying to make it better. And I have come to a point where I trust that what this other person is doing is what's right for them. But I am just surrendering to the whole thing. It's like laying in a river and just letting the river take you. Just trust that the river's going to take you where you have to go. But if I was to jump in the river and keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, I'm not trusting the river. So to surrender, and it's letting go, but it's letting go in every level that you can imagine, gives you the ability to trust more, because I have zero attachment to the outcome of whatever's going to happen. Whatever will be, will be. Who is that? Doris Day? Que sera, sera. So to surrender is a wonderful feeling. And it's not giving up, because giving up, there's still emotions attached to it. There's still anger. There's still fear. There's still all those negative emotions. It's like, fine, I give up. But to surrender peacefully and just lay down on the river and let it take you where you have to go, that's something that I feel has a stronger piece I don't know what I'm looking for. It's a bigger piece of me right now. So when we trust our journey, it can be hard. There are people out there that can do it easily, but there are people out there who can't do it at all. And then there are people like me, maybe like you, who are trying and finding that trust of others and of ourself and of the universe, and letting go of control and finding the evidence that will give us the confidence that, yes, we can trust. So I have three little affirmations here that I have them on little stickers around my desk. And I just wanted to share them with you. The first one is, all is well and I am safe. And on those days when you just can't get past anything, that is such a simple one, just to keep me grounded. The next one is, my inner self always knows what to do. So that's like a little pat on the back for your her within. Because inside, your inner self does know what to do. But we can stand in the way of our own success and our own ability to trust if we don't allow that to happen. And the last one is, today I will trust that everything will be okay. And I love that one because every time I say it, as soon as I'm finished saying it, Bob Marley's song, Don't Worry About a Thing, comes into my head. And it just feels so good because every little thing is gonna be all right. Have a wonderful week, and I will be back next week with another something about her. Don't know which one, but I'll know because I'm going to trust her. Have a great week. Bye-bye.